The city and borough of Juneau hopes to find a new tenant or buyer for a property that has served as a youth shelter for more than 50 years. KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports on why this could be an opportunity for another local nonprofit.
This was the main office for the building. And from here, you can see all the way down the hall into that room, to the kitchen.
Juneau Lands and Resources Manager Greg Cheney is leading tours of a city-owned complex in the Mendenhall Valley, just off Egan Drive.
It's a building from the 1960s. It wasn't, built to a real high-quality institutional standard. So any organization that comes in is going to have to expect to do some upgrades, maybe some maintenance, that kind of thing. But it's in pretty good shape.
The lot at 9290 Hurlock Avenue is surrounded by tall trees. The single-story 6,400-square-foot facility there includes a newer portable classroom attached to the main building by a walkway and two small outbuildings used for storage. It's served as an emergency shelter for runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth for decades. The city leased it to Juneau Youth Services for only $1 a year.
We've had a wonderful partnership, with the city and borough at the Hurlock campus for over half a century.
That's JYS Interim Executive Director Walter Majoris.
That being said, the buildings on that campus, particularly the shelter, is old and requires a lot of ongoing maintenance.
JYS decided to consolidate the program into its existing campus on Montana Creek Road to cut utilities and maintenance costs and streamline services. They notified the city and were out by New Year's Day. Cheney said it's rare for a city-owned property like this to become available. He said the city hopes to see a similar community-oriented organization take over the space, such as one providing child or elder care.
It depends on the program, and the idea of a dollar a year was basically in exchange for the Juneau Youth Services providing a program that the city didn't have to provide and really augmented what's available in our community.
Bruce Van Dusen toured the facility Monday. He's executive director of Polaris House, a nonprofit that works with people with mental illness.
The only con that I can see is, in one sense, it's very large. But if we give some considerations to other types of programs that we can put here, then it's the right size.
Polaris House currently leases space in Willoughby Place downtown. But Van Dusen said the possibility of subsidized rent made Hurlock Avenue appealing.
That would allow us to hire another staff person, actually, so we could do better, we could do more.
If the city does not receive enough interest, the property could be sold at fair market value. Cheney said the property was recently appraised for $350,000. City staff will review lease proposals and make a recommendation to a Juneau Assembly committee on January 29th. The final decision on who takes over 9290 Hurlock Avenue will be left to the full assembly. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.